Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter very quickly while you're turning. I'm a flag-waving, God-loving American. I love America. I love all that she has stood for. I love parades. I love picnics. I love Old Glory. I love muscle cars. Some of this generation has no idea what that's about. John Wayne is my hero. I love American football. I'll go back to the John Wayne thing. There are other men that maybe you have as heroes too. And I know there's a guy out there by the name of Charles Norris. I think they nicknamed him Chuck. He wishes his nickname was Duke. I want you to know that. I love America. I love the fact that America was founded by men of God with Judeo-Christian ethics. Some of the songs we sang for our congregational music this morning, just filled with God and God's word, patriotic numbers written by men of days gone by, are the paperwork and the documents of the United States of America are just replete, just filled with references to the Bible and with the Word of God. Our monuments, they're etched in granite and etched in stone, great passages of Scripture. And that's not my message this morning. I just want to introduce what I want to say to you. And let me start out by saying this. This can be the church's finest hour if we will allow it to be. This could be the greatest days of the Church of Jesus Christ if we will just hold on to the Bible and stay close to the Savior. God intends to do great things by way of the Philadelphia Church, if you know your Bible, in the very last days, the perilous days, the dangerous days that the Apostle Paul warned about. But in case you think this is Grandpa's America, I tell you this morning that things have changed. I've said now for a couple of weeks, I've alluded to it. I need to say it again. In the last 3 years, our country has changed with dramatic speed. Five people in black robes turned America's face and culture towards the plains of Sodom in the last month. By a 5-4 vote, it was 6-3 for years, but thanks to the last two presidential appointees, by a 5-4 vote, it is now legal in America to have same-sex marriages. I can't believe it. I've been warning about it, but I can't believe it's happened. 9 unelected lawyers have set the course of America toward the fires of destruction. I know that sounds like it's antiquated words. It sounds like it's something from days gone by, but it's a fact, and it's exactly where we are today. These 5 judges, maybe they have worldly wisdom, the 5 that voted in favor of, but they're Bible stupid. They don't understand the God of heaven, the God of nature, and the God of the Bible. They don't understand. I heard a preacher say it this week, and I thought, wow, that's tremendous. He said that the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor of same-sex marriage. But long ago, the Supreme Court of heaven, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, voted 3-0, not in favor of it. And we as a people, as a nation, we've now opened our arms. Now, I'm kind of laying out a black picture here to begin with, and I want to take you to the Word of God this morning, and I want you to understand that there is hope. and his name is Jesus Christ. And the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we just get to preaching it again and standing for it again, God will bless all over again. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. God ordained one man, one woman. That is Bible marriage. That's what God intends for all of his people. Man, how many years ago? It wasn't that many years ago. I said, man, if this goes this direction, I mean, in the last decade, I said, man, people are going to be wanting to marry their cats. People are going to want to marry their dogs. There's going to be two men and one woman. There's going to be three women and one man. And man, it's the door's already open. The gate is already open. Things are going in that direction already. And that's already taken place. People are already trying to get that. You understand the moral, it's like the moral fiber, like the guts of America have been ripped out. And I want to remind you again, there's great hope in Jesus. Several things I want to tell you, I want to teach you, and I want to look to the Word of God. Let's look at Romans in chapter 1. Oh, and 2 Peter. I better read this first of all. 2 Peter in chapter 2. Says in verse 6, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them. This is what God did. Condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should after live ungodly. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, this is Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot, who knew better. Lot, who himself did not become a Sodomite. But man, he lost everything, including his family. Says, for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And maybe you feel dirty because of the culture we live in. I'm telling you, get close to Jesus Christ. Get deeper in your Bible and more in your Bible than you have ever been before. Because this culture is getting darker and darker. Everybody under 30 years of age thinks it's fine, except they've been taught different by a good church or by a good family, or they go to a Christian school somewhere. I'm telling you, if it went to a vote, I think we're in trouble. I really do. It's an amazing thing that has happened to America, amazing in a negative way. And I want to encourage you this morning. Number one, be bold. Be bold. If you're quiet, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Do you remember back in the 70s and Jerry Falwell, and how many remember those days in that group they called the Silent Majority, and how he whipped up everybody and got everybody voting, and we voted in a conservative president, and America took a turn towards the right. Not everything got fixed. I'm not saying that, but you remember? And that silent majority has been silenced for so long now that maybe we're not even the majority anymore, but that can change. You win, you and I win more people to Christ. That can change. That's the secret. Now, I'll come back to that in just a moment. But this nation, in 1962, the Supreme Court relegated God out of the public square and out of our public schools. In 1973, the Supreme Court made it legal to murder innocent babies. In the year 2015, the Supreme Court has made same-sex marriage legal. Law of the land. America has slipped so far. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. But it's always darkest before revival. I am a preacher that believes that the church that desires Holy Spirit revival and holds to the Word of God can be part of that last harvest before Jesus comes. The dark just makes the light that much brighter if the light will just shine. I encourage you this morning, be bold in your faith towards God. Take your Bibles concerning the same-sex marriage thing. I want to give you a little bit of instruction. Turn to Leviticus in chapter 18. Leviticus in chapter 18, because it's Bible doctrine, and there may be some that are thinking, well, it's not all that bad. You know, we're a more enlightened people today. No, we're not. We are not evolving, we are devolving. Every nation that has gone down this pathway has been destroyed. Every single one of them. And America has been so great in the past, and here we go. We're like, we haven't learned anything from history. Like we know more than our parents, and we know more than our grandparents. And what a sad commentary that is. Luke or Leviticus in chapter 18 and verse 22. Here's the commands of God speaking to sodomy, homosexuality, lesbianism. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Look at chapter 20 and verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. The sin of homosexuality, the sin and corruption of same-sex marriage, will be the undoing, the final nail in the coffin, if you will, of America, unless there's revival. You say, preacher, man, don't preach like that. They're going to lock you up. It might happen. And as long as they feed you good in the county jail, I'll be good with that. And the point is this. Well, I'm not really good with it. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not doing that. And I'm measuring everything that I'm saying this morning. It's been 2 weeks thinking this message over and meditating upon the Word of God. And the Bible has so much to say about sodomy and so much to say about lesbianism, and none of it endorsing it, none of it in favor of it. I can't fit it all into one message. You know, even the Antichrist, Daniel in chapter 8, you don't need to turn to chapter 11 and verse 37. It's insinuated there that the Antichrist will be a bisexual kind of man. That's an amazing thing. What an abomination that is. It's like it's the last thing said just before destruction. I'm telling you this morning, just take a stand. Romans chapter 1, let's go over there. Romans in chapter 1. It's against God, the God of heaven. It's against the nature, and it's against the God of nature. They can't procreate. The only way they can multiply is to recruit. They're done in one generation. I'm going to say something about that in a moment, as far as we got to reach them for Christ, with the love of Christ. We got to be real in the culture that we're living in. But they can't procreate. If they were all on an island, all by themselves, if all of them were put there, they last one generation. The average mortality rate, the average age of death for a homosexual is 51 years of age. They're not old people. Unless they get that way when they're old. They don't last. They don't live a long life. It is an abomination. It's against God. It's against the laws of nature. There's nothing. It's perversion. It's perverted is what it is. Now God will save them. God will change them just like he changed you and just like he changed me. That's the power of the gospel. But it's not right. Romans in chapter 1, verse 24. There's a lot more here, but let me just read a few verses. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Nobody's born that way. I don't care what kind of pseudo-scientist or science says some people have those genes and they're born that way. That is not true. That's not true science. It says, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. God help America. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. I can't imagine a man lusting after another man. That's, you know what that is? They are so immoral. They have been so corrupted. They're so bought into the sexual revolution that they're bored with women. And they go the other direction, or vice versa with women. That's how far our culture has come, has fallen. And even verse 28, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Goes on and names more sins. Be bold in your stand for God. Take a stand for Christ. Do it lovingly. Psalm 107 and verse 2. Let the redeemed, that's the saved, of the Lord say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I owe Jesus Christ my Savior everything. He's redeemed me from the hand of the enemy. Man, I ought to shout that from the mountaintops. Again, be bold. Speak. And if you don't speak, no one is going to know. What about the next generation? Go back to Deuteronomy real quick, and I'm going to get off of this part of it real soon. Deuteronomy in chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 18. I alluded earlier to the next generation. Now, we got young people that come to this church. Some of you go to the academy. God bless you. You know, I know you're being taught right there. Some of you go to our homeschool. God bless you. I know you're being taught right there. You know, and some of you, maybe you have to go to a secular school. I pray your family's able to hold things together. But I know what you're getting in the secular school. I've read about the seances in this area in Chippewa County in the secular schools. I've read about the gay and lesbian clubs. I've heard about them. I've talked to some of them. I know what some of your teachers are all about and who they're about. And some of them are principals in this area. Unbelievable. This country has just gotten so far away from God. But everybody that's the younger generation, hear this. That's for everybody. They all need to know this. There's so many, if you just buy into the culture, you think, well, they have a right to be who they are. And you know, they have a right to corrupt everybody around them. That's what's going on, by the way. In fact, it is so bad in some of our schools, the gay clubs, in some of our schools, it's faddish. You're popular if you're part of them. And they're just sucking in all kinds of people that aren't that way, but they're getting sucked in. They're being recruited. Verse 18, therefore shall ye lay up these my words, I'm in chapter 11 of Deuteronomy, I'm verse 18, in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. He said, here's a command. Teach the next generation the word of God. If you're not spending time doing that, they're getting all of their teaching, all of their theology from the computer, from Facebook, from the television set, and from the playground. Is that what you want them to know about God? Spend time instructing your children. Teach them of Jesus. No matter what community you live in, the Bible will make a difference in their lives. No matter who you're surrounded by as far as a neighborhood, man, get them into the Word of God. Take nothing for granted. Use everything as a platform to teach the next generation. Be bold. Be focused. Somebody said after the message last Sunday morning, you know, the devil's just like that, and he put it real well. It's sleight of hands. We're all overly concerned, not overly, we're all concerned about the Supreme Court's decision. And if we're not careful, we'll make that the banner we run under and march under, and we'll forget about winning the lost. And that's why we're here. Matthew in chapter 28, take and turn there. You know the passage. It's called the Great Commission. Matthew in chapter 28 and verse 19, Mark 15:16 says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I'd say be bold, number one, and number two, be focused. Keep your eye on the ball. That's how you get on base. Keep your eye on the ball. Follow it all the way into your bat. Man, if you're the punt, you're receiving the punt, you got to keep your eye on the ball all the way to your hands. Otherwise, you're going to fumble the punt and you're not going to be real popular on your sideline. Keep your eye on the ball. The church of Jesus Christ, we're to give out the gospel. We're to be preaching and sharing the Great Commission. Look what it says in verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Be focused. We're supposed to be soul winners. And if we'll just stay close to the book, I know and you know people fall by the wayside. That doesn't mean they're gone forever, but they fall by the wayside. We need to redouble our efforts. We need to be about winning and reaching our neighbors and our coworkers and our classmates and everybody that we come in contact with and bringing them to Christ. And don't give up the truth. Don't set your Bible aside. And stay in the book, the pure, unadulterated, holy Word of God, the verbally inspired Scriptures. Commentaries are fine, but stay in the Bible. And I'm a TR man, Textus Receptus, majority text. I love the King James Bible. I don't want to read about the Bible. I want to read the Bible. I want to know what the Bible says. I want to know what God says. I don't want to know. It doesn't matter what Dr. So-and-so thinks. It's what God thinks. That's what's important. So stay with the book. And I'm telling you, God will bless you. Be bold, be focused, and be involved. Hope thou in God. There's hope. His name is Jesus. Love every sinner, just like Christ did. So what are we going to do when a sodomite comes here? I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to try to get him saved. God will save them just like he saved me. I wasn't a sodomite. I don't want to think that. Oh, just thought of that. But I have sin, right? And God changed me. And God can change a murderer. And God can change an adulterer. God can change a sodomite. That's the power of the gospel. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. What a wonderful promise. Now, we're ahead of the curve. I was tipped off about this. A year and a half ago, we added to our bylaws a statement concerning gay marriage and how we take a strong Bible stand with the texts against sodomy. You can't be a member of Fundamental Baptist Church if that's where you're at. Now, you could be a sodomite and get saved, and we'll baptize you, and then you're a member of Fundamental Baptist Church. That'd be wonderful. But they're not going to infiltrate us. They're not going to take over. They're not going to teach Sunday school. They're not going to sing in the choir. We're going to love them. We're going to do our best to reach them. We're going to love every sinner, and we're going to win the lost. 1 Corinthians in chapter 6, if you would turn over there. 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. We will not condone their sin. We will not facilitate their sin, nor any other sin. We're going to strive to do right. In 1 Corinthians in chapter 6 in verses 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, that's sex before sin, or sex before marriage, nor idolaters, and you know what an idolater is, nor adulterers, that's sex outside of the marriage covenant, nor effeminate, homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Quite a list of sin and sinners. But look at verse 11. Here's the hope of the gospel. And such, and you might want to circle this next word in your Bible, were some of you. Talking to the members of the church of Corinth. That's the way you used to be before you met Jesus. And then you got born again, and God changed you. Now you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. There's good news. As dark as the world gets, As long as we'll keep right on heralding the gospel of Jesus Christ, not mixing words, giving out the truth, people will get saved, and they'll get saved from their lives of sin, and God will wash them all up, and they become a member of the family of God, washed by way of the blood. Man, that's good news. As dark as the world gets, here's what I want to end with this morning. There's great hope. Jesus said in Matthew and chapter 16 and verse 18, say, it's getting dark, Pastor. It seems like there's wickedness and there's abomination in every direction. It's getting so dim. It seems like we're being overwhelmed. Great text, Brother Jim read this morning. Now just open your eyes. Oh, if God had opened our eyes. They that are for us are greater than they that are against us. Jesus said, the gates of hell, the very gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Now, I know a lot of churches have left their foundation, and they're playing little social club games, and little sermonettes are being preached, and altar call isn't given, and people aren't coming and getting saved. People get saved, but it's always outside. You know, there's no altar call, there's no boldness, there's no forthright telling people. Men, I think women are the same way. I can't say that for sure, but I'm betting that they are. Men that are working class men that are out in the world and have experienced sin, they need to hear exactly how it is before they come to Christ. You can beat around the bush all you want. That's happening all over the place. And people will sit in the church pew, come in lost, and leave lost. People need to hear the gospel. Be bold, be focused, and be involved.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.